Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the line with New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. And Angelo, you just heard the governor discuss his budget proposal for fiscal year 2021. And a couple things, at least when I was just listening to it, stood out. One of them involved his plans to try to curb Medicaid spending and how he brings about local governments and said that they might have to pay 25% of the Medicaid costs. Do you think that this plan could reduce the deficit?
Well, if you don't reduce the benefits and the cost, and when I say reduce benefits, I don't mean take them away, but we give a Maserati type of program where we can still give better medical care than probably most of the nation with a Cadillac plan. And that's where the cost is. We need cost containment. The proposal seemed to be pushing it off onto some review commission. So it just kicked it down the road. At this point, I can't emphatically say I interpret it as there would be no additional burden on local counties.
Now, with this entire proposal, he brought up towards the end of his speech that the deficit itself, saying that the deficit only means a shortfall from the projected growth to the actual growth in the programs. Seems like he's just trying to, I guess, sweep the controversy of this $6.2 billion underneath the rug. Is that an accurate way to look at it, or do you think that there's more to the deficit than what initially meets the eye?
Truthfully, I could not understand that analysis. I think it was just double talk to sweep it under. He tried to say in his proposal that the deficit, I believe, is like 2 point something billion. The other four was anticipated increase. But, you know, the reality is in the numbers, and the deficit is over $6 billion at this point. So I have the same feeling that you do. And the way it was presented, I just still don't understand the nuances of it. You know, I look at this proposal, the whole budget proposal, as him giving us a newspaper and only giving us headlines. And headlines many times are different than the stories. So I think that to answer the questions properly, we need to read the story, and the story, of course, is going to be the big budget book. When it comes to education, I don't understand what he was saying. Is he saying that he's going to punish the performing schools because they're in good districts and not really give them much more and take the money and give it to the underperforming, poorer schools? And the schools, it's a function of tax base. So one of the other things that wasn't ever mentioned or looked at is, can we do something to increase the tax base for the schools that they claim are the poorer schools?
So what did stick out to you in his budget proposal today? Obviously, he went through a ton of things. What were the big things that you think your constituents would be most interested in?
Well, what I'm concerned is he touched on bail reform, but he never really got into much. My concern, all of the difficult issues he talked about putting in the budget, which in, they'll come out in what we refer to as the big ugly. For my constituents, what we need to talk about is the fact that we will probably never get to debate. We will never see the details until, again, 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning with the big ugly during the budget process. So that is a concern that some of the more difficult issues will never come to committee, will never be looked at, and will never be debated. The infrastructure, I'd like to know how much of that infrastructure is going to be throughout the state, roads and bridges. It was touched on, but without much detail. But the bottom line is, where is the revenue going to come from? And that was never touched upon, and that's a major concern for the entire state.
When you bring up bail laws being talked about in the budget, does that also apply to the legalization of marijuana? The governor said that the best chance to pass it is going to be in the budget come April 1st, and without the budget, it would probably languish in Albany. Does marijuana also fit into that, that you worry that it's not going to be really argued until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely. And there'll be no argument on it because it'll be buried in a budget bill. Similar to what happened with the bail reform. It was part triple J of a budget bill, one of 11 budget bills. And I think what he's telegraphing is it's not going to get passed unless it's buried somewhere in a budget bill. That's an issue that I think needs to be brought to the forefront and discussed. The pros and cons, the protections for the youth, the driving, the ability to recognize who's under the influence. Those are the issues. It's the safety issues that need to be discussed, not the merits, but what is being done for the safety issues. The vaping. On the vaping, it was a blanket statement, but one of the difficulties is the youth, but we have no penalty for the youth. I really believe that there should be a possession type of penalty for the youth. Go in front of a youth court, maybe have to do community service. But that's where the difficulty is. And let's face it, prohibition doesn't work. So if you do a complete prohibition on it, what's going to happen is you're going to end up with an underground market similar to what happened during alcohol prohibition. So a lot of these things sound really good, but we got to look at the details. We have to see what is really in them, and hopefully we can at least start discussing them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.